This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp just signed a bill into law that overhauls the state's election rules. It expands early voting on weekends and creates a hotline where residents can report suspected voter fraud. It also restricts voting in a number of ways. For instance, shortening the window in which someone can request an absentee ballot, and it limits the number of ballot drop boxes. Critics are calling on major corporations in the state to speak out against the law, which they say will make it harder to vote, particularly for Black residents. Marketplace's Mariel Segura reports.
The new law makes it illegal to hand out food and water to people waiting in line to vote.
Well, who has to wait on long lines to vote in Georgia? Those are in Black neighborhoods. Every study has confirmed that.
That's Michael Waldman, president of the Brennan Center for Justice at NYU. The law also makes it harder for counties to set up mobile voting units, basically buses that have polling stations in them and are an alternative to those long lines. Aklima Kondoker is state director for the Georgia chapter of All Voting is Local, a voting rights group.
This is directly targeted towards Fulton County because Fulton County was the only county to have mobile buses.
The city of Atlanta, which is majority Black, makes up most of Fulton County. So activists are asking corporations in Georgia, like Coca-Cola, Delta Airlines, and Home Depot, to speak out against this law. Kondoker puts it this way.
If you are interested in what's in my purse, then you ought to be interested in my ballot access.
This is not a new idea. Chara Torres-Spellacy at the Stetson University College of Law says we can look back at Martin Luther King Jr.'s final speech.
He talks about holding Wonder Bread accountable for its positions on civil rights.
He also calls out Coca-Cola and tells people to boycott its products, which some activists are calling for now. Torres-Spellacy says there's a reason activists are making demands of companies like Coke. It's not just because they're based in Georgia.
Coca-Cola gives to Republican politicians in Georgia, including the politicians who pushed for this voter suppression law and the sitting governor.
So they're already involved in politics. And the thing is, when companies get into politics, they're going to anger somebody, even if they don't say much. Dana Radcliffe teaches business ethics at Cornell and government ethics at Syracuse University. He says in this case,
if you don't take a stand, you're opening yourself up to criticism of being complicit in legislation that is widely seen as violating individual rights.
In a statement, Coca-Cola said it believes voting is a foundational right and that access should be broad-based and inclusive. Delta said it worked with legislators to make the law less restrictive. And Home Depot said the company believes all elections should be accessible, fair, and secure. I'm Mariel Segura for Marketplace.